You're listening to the New Point Community Church Podcast. For more information about New Point or to get involved, visit newpoint.org/podcast.
Thanks again for joining us for this special online service. Right now, we're going to get to hear from Dwight. And I'm going to ask Dwight a few questions, and we want to hear your heart, Dwight, as we head into a new year, as we enter into 2017. Here's the thing. I know this is true for me, so I know it's true for a lot of other people, too. On the weekends, you challenge us. You kind of get up all in our business sometimes. And sometimes, you know, I can leave really challenged. Sometimes I'm frustrated. Sometimes I'm convicted. Sometimes I'm just going, what just hit me? Right. And so if we can kind of unpack some of the things that you talk about a lot.
Sure.
And where we're heading as a church and what that's going to require of us as people who are part of the New Point family. We want to hear that from you today. Great. So I want to start with this. Mm-hmm. You talk about this a lot. You say it almost every weekend, that the local church is the hope of the world, living and teaching the truth of Jesus Christ. So could you take a minute and unpack that for us? What's that mean to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I really believe it. I believe it with all my heart. And if I knew of a better investment than the local church, I would do it, but I don't. And I do believe that the local church is the hope of the world, living and teaching the truth of Jesus Christ. And really, ultimately, what that means is that, John, you're the church. I'm the church. I mean, some of you might be thinking, why aren't we having church today? We are, because you're the church. When anybody accepts Jesus Christ as the forgiver of their sins and the leader of their life, we become the church. And as we live out the truth of Jesus Christ and we share the truth of Jesus Christ, we are dispensers of hope, which leads people to experience healing. And I just believe in that with all of my heart. And I want to give my life. That's why I call us to sacrifice. And that's why I, as you mentioned, get up in people's grill, because I want to give people the opportunity to invest in something that they will never, ever, ever regret, even though the church is imperfect. And we know that New Point is imperfect because it's made up of people like you and me, and we're imperfect. But we're people who know Christ, believe in Christ, and we want to live for Christ. And so we're the local church.
And so you talked about being dispensers of hope.
Right.
And what we're saying is we want to do that for the whole world.
Absolutely.
But we've got a specific vision and mission
Absolutely.
For Northeast Ohio.
We do.
And so what we've said is we want to bring hope to Northeast Ohio. We want to share the good news of Jesus Christ to all of Northeast Ohio. And so we've adopted this kind of saying that's called 10 by 20.
Right.
So a lot of us have heard that.
Right.
So what is it exactly, and how does it relate to the local church being the hope of the world?
Well, 10 by 20 is what we started off with, is that our prayer was that God would give us 10 campuses by 2020, which would be places of hope and healing. People like you and me and all of us listening, living out the truth and teaching the truth of Jesus Christ. But, you know, some people were thinking that we were just interested in doing campuses, and that's never been the case. And so we've kind of tweaked that because we want people to fully understand that we're all about people. It's all about people. And so our prayer is that we would be able to see 10,000 people on a regular basis, weekend after weekend, coming to one of our campuses, no matter if it's 5, 7, 10, however, learning the truth of Jesus Christ and then living it out in their community.
So you're saying 10,000 people
right.
gathering at a New Point campus, all
right.
of them combined,
right.
on the weekends
right.
by the year 2020.
By the year 2020.
It sounds kind of ridiculous. I mean, it sounds ambitious.
And it is. And some people might say even crazy. But it all comes back to our view of God. You know, in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far beyond what we could ever think or hope for. And in one translation, it says, beyond your wildest dreams. So if you have a small God, yeah, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds impossible. If you have a big God, it sounds very doable because it says that God is able. That means he's able to accomplish it.
So as we look at that audacious goal,
yeah.
10,000 people
yeah.
by the year 2020,
right?
Talk to us for a minute about our role in that. Like, what does that mean for someone who calls New Point yeah. their church home? What do we need to start doing? What do we need to start living out?
Right. Well, I mean, whenever you want a miracle, God is expecting us to do our part, okay? I mean, even with the little boy with the loaves and fishes, you know, he contributed what he had. And when we contribute what we have, then God does what you and I cannot do. And we ultimately end up experiencing a miracle. And so if we're going to see 10,000 people every weekend coming to one of our campuses, then that means that you, that means that myself and all of us, we have to participate. We have to get involved. We have to be a part of that solution. We have to offer what God has blessed us with.
So we've identified, for the sake right. of our discussion today,
yeah.
five things
right.
that we're calling New Pointers to.
Right.
That we're saying, hey, here are five things as we begin a new year. And not even saying just for this year, but
right.
moving forward. And now's right. a great time. Beginning of a new year
right.
is a great time to start living this out. We've identified five things. Mm-hmm. And what we talked about, the first one of those is a shift in our mindset.
Right.
And we're saying we need to start thinking big. And,
absolutely.
And we sometimes think, well, we have been thinking big.
Right.
Well, then we're saying we need to think bigger.
Right. And we do need to think big. And why? Because he's able, God's able to do exceedingly abundantly, far beyond what we could ever think or hope for. And I like to say this, and I say this over and over again, because it's so true. You cannot act inconsistently with how you think. And so if you think small, you're going to live a small life. And we believe that we serve a big God. You know, I like to ask this question every now and then, John. You know, what are you doing that if God would die, you'd have to quit doing? Most of us, sad to say, though I know it's theologically impossible, if God would die, we wouldn't miss him. Because our thinking is so small that we only do what we have the resources to do and we have the power to do. And so thinking big means 10,000 people every weekend coming and learning about the truth of Jesus Christ and then living it out. You know, Jesus said some incredible, interesting things, okay, that can bother us sometimes. You know, one of the things that he said is, according to your faith, because of your faith. And faith activates God. And so when we think big, basically what we're doing is we're believing for something big. And you know, you might think, and maybe some who are listening to us might think that we're completely crazy. Well, you know, 10,000 people, are you crazy? Well, God is saying, you know what? I can even do more than that. And so it's important how we think, because what happens is anything is possible with God. And maybe today you need to begin to think big. And not just about New Point, but you need to think about a big marriage, a big family, a big life, because that's what God wants to do and that's what God's capable of doing. And so thinking big is huge. It's just huge.
It's a shift in our mindset. And yeah. I think we might have a tendency to think, well, Dwight needs to think big.
Right.
And Dwight needs to dream big.
Right.
But what we're saying is if we're going to get there, if
right.
we're going to be able to reach Northeast Ohio for Jesus Christ, it takes all of us looking at things through a different lens now.
Right.
Thinking in light of eternity, like we talked about in the Endgame series a month ago, and learning from that.
Exactly. Well, you know, one of the things that you can find out whether you're thinking big or not, when's the last time somebody called you crazy? You're crazy for thinking that. You know, and if they're not calling you crazy for thinking that, then you're probably not thinking big enough.
So when we think big, we think differently.
Right.
It's going to cause us to act differently.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things that it's going to require of us mm-hmm. thinking big is serving big.
Absolutely.
So what's that mean?
Well, serving big means that you're willing to pay a price. Okay. It costs you something. A lot of times we serve little, and it really doesn't cost us anything.
We stay in our comfort zone.
It's convenient for us, and when we do that, we're not serving big. When you go big in anything, it's going to cost you something. So when you serve big, that means that it's going to cost you some time. You're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to say no to something so that you can say yes to this. And if we're going to be able to see 10,000 people week in and week out, we need people to step up and serve in a big, big way. And that means you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. That means that you're going to have to lean into God. That means that you're going to have to do something that you've never done before. And you can't just offer a tip to God and say, yeah, I'll participate, but I'm not really going to serve big. And here's what I believe, John. I believe this with all my heart. Some of us haven't grown much this past year. And the reason why is because we didn't serve big. And when you serve big, what happens is it forces you to run after God. It forces you to lean into God in ways that you never would have otherwise. And by the way, you know what? Everybody wants to be great. And Jesus tells us that, you know what? Whoever serves will become great. But you got to serve in a big way.
Get out of our comfort zone.
Right.
I know there's people that are watching that God has asked them to do some things.
Absolutely.
And they've put it off
right.
because it's just too scary.
Right.
And what we're saying is beginning now.
Right.
Let's move out of our comfort zone and start serving in big ways. And we're not talking about serving more or giving more time or things like that. But when you say serve big, you're saying do that thing that is going to require God to show up in your life.
Yeah, that scares you.
Right.
That scares you. And for many of us, the reason why you love New Point, and you tell me that you love New Point, is because there's people all around you that's serving big. And it's now your turn to be able to step up to the plate and to be able to serve big. Because when we see 10,000 people coming week in and week out, that basically doubles our attendance the way it is right now. And so we want to be able to create environments that are effective and that are able to meet people's needs. And for that to happen, we need people to step up and serve in a big, big way. Not just think big, but put some actions to that, and that is serve big.
And now's a great time to start.
Absolutely, beginning of the year.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So if we're going to think big, we need to serve big.
We need to serve big.
We also need to give big.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to give big.
Absolutely.
So what does that mean when we say, because right now some people are like, oh man, we're going to talk about money.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are.
Absolutely. Jesus talked about money more than anything else. Matter of fact, Jesus talked more about money than heaven or hell. And I think that most of us would rather for me to talk about heaven and hell than money, because money gets personal.
Right.
It's where we live. And yet the fact of the matter is big visions take big dollars. And I think when you give big, you sacrifice. And so if you're not sacrificing, you're not giving big. Doesn't matter the dollar amount, okay? Because what happens is God says it like this, and I like to quote Jesus a lot, okay? He's a reliable source. And here's what he says in Luke 6:38. He says, give and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. For the measure that you use, it'll be measured back to you. And so what Jesus is basically saying is we determine a lot of what we get back, what we receive. And so, you know, I would just challenge everybody to give big. For some of us, what that would mean is we would just be consistent in our giving, because we're not consistent. We give very, very little. And so it's just to make a commitment to say, hey, you know what? Week in and week out, I'm going to begin to give a percentage. You know, it may be 2%, it may be 5%, it may be 7%. For others of us to start to give big, it means to begin to tithe. That's 10%. And that you give 10%. Some of us, you've been given 10% for the last 10 years. You need to do something different. You need to be given 12%. You need to be given 15%. That's giving big. And when you do that, I promise you, you know, God will honor you in incredible ways. And what happens is it gives you a sense of pride, because Whenever you go to a campus, you begin to sense, you know what? This is happening, and I'm a part of it. And I'm not just a consumer, I'm a contributor. Right. And that's just huge. So we need to think big, we need to serve big, and we need to give big. And by the way, when you give big, the return is big.
Yeah, we have a hard time grasping God's economy.
Oh, absolutely.
It just in the flesh, you know, in our human nature, it just doesn't make sense to us.
Right.
And what I hear you saying is this is an area where you just need to trust God.
Absolutely.
Step out and do it and see what he does. He challenges it. Yeah. He says, test me on this.
Yeah, matter of fact, you know, the reason why people don't trust God is because they've never learned to trust God with their money. Mm. I mean, God is a very practical leader and teacher. So he finds practical things to be able to teach us. And the area that you can grow the most and learn how to trust God the most is through your giving. I tell people all the time, no wonder you worry. You haven't learned to trust God with your money. So you're worried sick about your kids. You're worried sick about your health. You're worried sick about the future. Because the fact of the matter is you've never learned to trust God with your money. I tell people all the time, I don't worry about New Point. I don't lose. There's people who lose much more sleep over New Point than me. I just don't lose sleep over New Point. I sleep like a baby, man. I'm out because it's God's and I trust God. You know, I've had cancer. I've had 5 bypasses. I trust God with my health. And it's a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But God has had to teach me to trust him. And the greatest way in which he's taught me that is through giving.
Great. So if we're gonna think big, we're saying, hey, it means that we're going to start serving big. We're going to give big. We also need to pray big.
Absolutely.
How do we do that?
Well, I think you pray big because we have a big God, you know, and I believe that we have little because we pray little. I mean, think with me, John, you know, if I ask you this question, if you could talk to anybody in the world about your challenges and about life, who would you dial up? You know, most of us would be thinking of other people other than God. And yet nobody has the resources that God does. Nobody has the power that God does. Nobody has the wisdom that God does. And we don't dial him up. And he invites us. Matter of fact, James 5:16 says that the prayer of a righteous person, now what does it mean to be righteous? It means to be in right relationship with God and right relationship with people. So when I'm in right relationship with God and I'm in right relationship with people, James tells me that my prayers are effective and powerful. And so when I begin to pray, what happens is God begins to work in incredible, unbelievable ways. And so we need to pray big prayers. We just need to pray big prayers and ask God for big things. Now, here's the issue. We ask God for big things for us. Mm. But scripture tells me he already knows what I need before I even ask. So really, you know, I need to be asking God for his kingdom to come. And I need to be praying about his work. And when I do that, you know what he'll do? He'll take care of all the stuff that I want because he's a good what? Father.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows what I need. And so prayer is the way in which we bring heaven to earth. And what happens is it gives us an opportunity to be able to give witness or to give testimony to our family and friends because now we can share our answers to prayer. And so we need to pray big. And so I'm praying for 10,000 people. I'm praying for multiple campuses. I'm praying for our communities to be radically changed. And I believe and know that God can do that.
And we all need to be praying that way.
And we all need to be praying that way. Okay. I don't want to live a small life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live a small life. I don't want to live an insignificant life.
Yeah, nobody does.
No.
So these are some practical things.
Right.
To help us.
Absolutely. You know what? I was talking to one of our kids, and we have 3 boys, so you can figure out that it was one of the boys. And I told him, I said, when I was in college, I made a list of 10 things that I wanted in a woman. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. And God gave me that. And I told him, I said, listen, I said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I shared that list with some guys, and you know what they did? They laughed at me. You're never going to find somebody like that. And boy, were they wrong. And so what happens is that's another thing that increased my faith through the ceiling. And so what happens is we pray big, and I prayed big for a wife, and he delivered.
That's awesome.
He delivered.
Well, finally, we need to do one more thing big.
Yeah.
And that is we need to invite big.
Absolutely. We need to invite big, because if we're going to be able to see this goal, this vision come to fruition, and that means that we're going to double, okay, in 3 years, then we need to be inviting. And Jesus tells a story in Luke chapter 14 about, you know, this banquet that he was throwing. And he said to them, he said, I want you to go out into the highways and the byways, the country roads. I want you to go out into the hedges. I want you to invite everyone and anyone so that, listen to this, so that my house may be full. God loves a full house. And so we need to be inviting everybody, because I'm telling you, everybody's looking for Jesus. They just don't know it. They want hope. They want healing. They want joy. They want peace. They want to be loved. And for some reason, we're hesitant on that, because we think that we're offering them a religion, and we're not. We're introducing them to a God who loves them very, 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 very much. And so much that we just celebrated his birth. And he was born into this world. And so we need to invite big. And inviting big means anyone you know. The people that you work with, the people that you live with, the people that you play golf with, anybody in your life, invite them. Because you know what? We're working very, very hard as a church family to create an environment that is safe, okay, to hear a dangerous message. A life-altering message. And when we invite somebody to this and they experience that, they will be forever grateful to you.
Well, here's the thing, and we've learned this in reading and studying, and the number is somewhere around 80%
Absolutely.
Of the people that you invite
yeah.
will say yes
Absolutely.
To your invitation.
Absolutely.
So that ought to be freeing right there.
Right.
And we've already got the odds in our favor, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Just need to do it.
We just need to do it, and we need to be courageous. And by the way, you know, when you invite them, you know, help them out, okay? Let them know what they're in store for, okay? Because they might think that they have to wear a suit and tie, okay? And then they come and we say, we know they're a first-timer. We know they're a first-timer, okay? Right. We just need to help them out and let them know, hey, you know what? I promise you, you won't be disappointed. And I know that the team and the staff at New Point, I know that we work really, really hard not to fumble the ball. Mm. And we work really, really hard in knowing that you're investing in people, and that for somebody it's going to be the first Sunday that they're ever there, and that the stakes are really, really high, and that they're either going to leave there saying, hey, you know what, I may not have agreed with everything that guy said, or something other than that, but you know what, you've raised my curiosity, and I'm coming back.
Right.
And that's a win. And so I just want you to know that the staff at New Point prays, and we work very, very hard, and we give of ourselves relentlessly to be able to create an environment, and not just in the big room, but in the area of our children and students, because we know that everybody spends forever somewhere. We know that people think that life is not worth living anymore, and they're tempted to take their own life. And we just believe that the local church, John, back to that, is the hope of the world, living and teaching the truth of Jesus Christ. So we have to think big. We have to think big. You know, we have to serve big. We have to give big. We have to pray big. We have to invite big, because what weighs in the balance is big. People are going to spend forever somewhere, and you don't get any bigger than that.
Will you pray for us as we wrap
yep.
up? Pray that we would do those. Think
sure.
big, serve big, give big,
yep.
pray big, and invite big
yep.
as we head into 2017.
Sure.
Thank you.
Let's pray. God, we thank you today that somebody went before us and they thought big. They were willing to swing for the fences. And because of that, we're now at New Point. And we're a life that has been forever changed. God, I pray that you would help us to see that there's literally thousands of people that are waiting for us now, who know you, to think bigger than what we've ever thought, to be able to serve in a bigger way than we've ever done before, to be able to give bigger than we've ever done before, and to pray bigger, and ultimately to invite bigger than we've ever done before. God, you tell us that the harvest is ready, that there's people there ready to hear you, ready to experience you, ready to know you, and yet the workers are few. So God, I pray for myself, I pray for John, I pray for the New Point staff, I pray for every man, every woman, every person who calls New Point their home, that we would embrace 2017 and that we would see you, God, do something big beyond what we could ever think or hope or imagine. And that when it's all said and done, we would all collectively with a gasp say, only God could have done that. Only God could have done that. I thank you for New Point. I pray that you would give us an incredible year as a church family, as well as individually. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dwight.
You're welcome.
And thank you for joining us for this special online service. It's been great to be with you. We wish you and your family a happy new year, and we look forward to seeing you at one of our 5 New Point campuses next Sunday. God bless you.
If you want to talk to someone about a decision you've made, or let us know how God's moving through this series, visit newpoint.org/podcast. Be sure to stay connected with us throughout the week on social media, and don't forget to subscribe through iTunes. Thanks for listening to today's message, and we hope you continue to realize and reach your full potential in Jesus Christ.